Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kennedy! Here comes Bunting. Raquel dangling around Dano. Passes back to Carlson. Snapshot to Fuck, did they score? The Penguins come all the way back! Ricard Raquel tips it past Kemper, and you can lock the doors and turn out the lights! Because the Penguins have won this game in overtime.
Who was in the background there behind Getzoff channeling their Mike Lang? Or was that the over the... Was that like the inside the arena?
And it was just picked up on his feed? I don't know. I couldn't tell. I had the same kind of thought that it just sounded somewhat unusual there.
Ottawa came back and won last night. So the Penguins are not in a playoff spot right now, but they're only 1 point out.
They've climbed up a little bit in points percentage as well in the conference.
Move past the Flyers, the Rangers, who suck right now.
Ooh, do they ever.
And the Islanders in the Metro Division.
7-2-1 in their last 10 games.
How do you like them apples? Speaking of apples, Tyler Kennedy handed out a lot of assists in his career. A lot more than Adam Crowley, who apparently, according to our playlist for our karaoke event tonight, is going to be performing Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby.
What? What? Get out of here.
That is going to get very awkward.
Eartha Kitt has been deceased since 2008. She might rise tonight and beat the snot out of Crowley for singing that song. And she, you know, if it was possible.
Isn't that like a song that, like, isn't that about like a woman trying to get
a guy? Seduce Santa?
Yeah. And now Crowley's going to sing that?
I thought so. I thought that that's what that song was about.
Penguin Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy back with us. TK, any thoughts on that?
I'm hoping you guys take a video and send it to me or tag me so I can have a little, you know, I'm just piling.
Consider it done.
I'm just piling and I'm putting it in the back pocket for a later date for Crowley.
You know how you guys might have, like, scout? Granted, you probably did it on, like, tablets and iPads, but you used to have, like, maybe an old scouting file on a player, like, this is what this guy likes to do, blah, blah, blah. I hope by the end of this year, the file you have on Crowley is just, like, it's, like, bulging at the seams. The papers are going to spill everywhere because you've got so much dirt on this guy.
Tyler, Crowley also said today that he's read every Harry Potter book at least 5 times.
Wow. Very interesting. It'd be like, so in the NHL, they send you your shifts on an iPad and they use like apps like Huddle and all these, you know, but everyone gets their shifts from the whole year. That's what I'm looking for, Crowley. That's what I'm looking for. So when we go back maybe in July or June, you know, I get to go through the whole playlist and we start knocking them off.
Tyler, give us the biggest reason why the Penguins have won 7 of 10.
Playing simple with the puck. I feel like they're not going east-west as much anymore, and they're just going north-south. Like, what I loved about last night is they were chipping the puck in and going and getting it. It was such a nice, you know, it was so nice to watch because I was like, this is how they need to play to be successful. None of this trying to make all these moves at the blue line. They were chipping it in, being first on pucks, and I think that's the biggest difference. That neutral zone in that offensive blue line is where they really, really cleaned up their play. And you can see, again, for offensive zone time, for chances, everything's went up. And it's because of how they're taking care of the puck in that neutral zone on that blue line.
How likely do you think it is that they can sustain this kind of play?
Well, I think it's very likely. I think they've understood, and I think Mike Sullivan has finally got them playing the right way. And I think the team knows that they need to do this to be successful. I think that month where they were, it was getting rough there. They weren't sure what their identity or how they needed to play to be successful. They were trying to outscore teams, trying to go chance for chance. And it seems like 5 to 10 games ago, they've really figured out, hey, we need to be a very structured team. We got to take care of the puck better than the other team because that's how we need to play. We don't have those high-scoring guys. And I mean, we don't have those high-flying guys. And they need to play structured, and that's how they're doing it. And it's great to see. Again, I think there's, you know, even me, there's a lot of doubters. And I think with how they're playing, it's very sustainable. And you look through the league, you don't always have to have the most offensive team. You have to have the team that knows how to play the right way and being able to squeak out those tight games. And I think the only thing they need to clear up, and I think it's pretty evident, is that first shot, first goal. But it's crazy, but it doesn't even affect the Penguins anymore because they're used to it. And that's like crazy. Even last night, you know, they get scored on. I didn't see anyone on the bench get rattled. I didn't see any heads falling down. They just kind of went with the punches and they found their game. And again, they played a very good LA Kings team and they got a big win, a big confidence booster win.
Tyler Kennedy on the Penguins, who have won 7 of 10. They're 1 point out of a playoff spot, and they play in Nashville tomorrow night against a terrible Predators team, despite all the big moves they made this offseason. Hey, TK, happy holidays. We'll talk again soon, okay, buddy?
Thanks, boys. Have a great holiday.
There you go.
Man, do we have a Twitter moment that has just popped up?
Go ahead.
You tweeted out the following. I think it was just mere minutes ago.
Okay.
You sent out, question, if the Steelers signed AB, would he be their second-best wide receiver right now? My answer is unequivocally yes. P.S., I know it would never happen. AB has responded. Number one, champ. I'm a demon. I do not follow AB, but I saw Donnie immediately retweet him. And
man, what if Rob Pratt actually creates something that becomes like a viral conversation? Sponsored by Coons Market, no less.
You think George Pickens likes seeing AB say, I'd be the best receiver on the Steelers right now?
Well, we'll have to see what Michael Brewerly has to say about it. Maybe.
What if he says you're clearly number two, but you are better than Van? I think,
you know,
Mike,
what? I could actually see Brewerly saying something stupid like that.
I can't, because I've just seen on his timeline him dapping up Van and like talking up all the other guys. He's actually been, if you're a Steelers fan wondering, is it all about, you know, George Pickens, the Michael Brewerly feed and George's actual Instagram that's under his own name have been very team-focused here.
Matt texted in and asked if Charlie actually ate the sub that
Pratt gave him. It was a chicken sandwich, right, Charlie? Did you eat it? You thought he tore it in half so that you could have safely eaten it, that there were no bite marks. It just looked like he ripped the damn thing in half like a phone book.
I gracefully went to the other side of the venue and threw it in the trash.
Oh. Pony, what would you do in that situation?
I think I would have eaten it.
I think if it looks obvious, if I have somehow seen Rob cut it cleanly with a knife using, I don't know, what I would call sanitary practices, if I thought it looked good enough, I'd probably eat it.
I didn't see it pre-cut, though. That's the thing.
See, if he just hands me like a ripped-up chicken sandwich, I think I'm doing the same thing you did.